Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting back to JoJo's question about an update on his red snapper quota, we were at 97%, and we had that blow came up, so the golf was probably unfishable. But after this weekend, I think that's probably going to be it, and I'm expecting any day to get the notice to put the word out that the red snapper will be closed until next season. Let's bring in Captain Darrell Carpenter, and he can attest to the fact that offshore Grand Isle was unfishable this week with those winds. Is all that stuff blown through, Darrell? We got a little bit nicer conditions finally?
Yeah, Don, it has. And, you know, I had to run into town, of course, but when I left there yesterday, it was water was starting to clean up a little bit. Now, some of the boats that fished yesterday morning was reporting once you get up in that marsh, the water was a little bit dirty. But, man, the water's been remarkably clean, remarkably clear. Fish have been active as heck. And, you know, hopefully we'll get – well, we got another one coming, what, tonight or tomorrow –
yep.
But hopefully we'll get a stretch of 2 or 3 days where it cleans up again. Because I can tell you, man, we finished up the week in Grand Isle. The speckled trout are still hard. They're hard to locate any massive numbers of. You know, we're just hoping for a calm winter and, you know, a bump in the stock come next spring. But, man, the redfish are really starting to show out. And they're moving south. They've been pinned up way up north all year long. And they're starting to move south. And, man, I was really impressed with the number of redfish I saw and caught here in the last few days. And they're just all over the marsh and active. And, man, they're all fat. I mean, beautiful fat fish. And, I mean, belly's just, I mean, it's rodeo season right now for Grand Isle. I mean, for redfish, because all the fish we caught could have been easy leaders on rodeo boards. I mean, nice fish in that upper 20 range and just fat as could be. But, you know, they're hungry. They're feeding on a lot. What we found is they're feeding on a lot of fish. We found one flat in particular we eased up on in the marsh. We stopped to eat lunch, and I think we counted 8 redfish on one flat that was busted on mullets. So they're going to make a good showing for this fall, and it's time to go get after them. It's time to change gears and stop looking for the dots and start looking for the spots.
Yeah, you know, those fish at this time of year, always with October and Halloween and the pumpkins, they have that pumpkin look to them. You know, they got that beautiful reddish or orange color because the water's clear and cooler, and they don't have that kind of washed out look to them. Just beautiful fish.
Yeah, and you know, redfish being chameleons like they are, I think a lot of it is how clean our water gets this time of the year, because I find the cleaner the water you're in, the redder, the oranger they are. It's when you've got to go to those deep water holes where they don't get as much light transmission and the water gets a little dirtier, that, you know, that's when you start getting those that look like they're bleached out or whatever. And I can tell you, Don, the sheephead is starting to show up too. I mean, it's been a little bit warm. I would say it's a little bit early, but I don't think it is. It's just been a little bit warm. But the sheephead are really starting to stock up, and I'm getting a lot of reports from people fishing these, these oyster cages have been around long enough that they're really starting to produce some growth on them now. So anywhere there's an oyster cage, I'm getting words that the fish are even getting acclimated to people there. It's like literally like shooting fish in a barrel, sheephead, black drum all around these oyster cages now. They're producing enough trash to really attract the fish. So, this is the time of the year we like to use minnows because they're so tough and so easy to keep alive. But it's the time of the year you might want to think about bringing a quarter to a shrimp with you, too, for those sheephead and those black drum.
Yeah, and fish that new structure that's being created out there, oyster cages. Who knew? An added benefit to them. Dal, if somebody wants to grab a jacket because it's chilly and come down there and book a trip with you in the next few weeks, tell them how to get you.
Well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Got RealScreamers.com. That'll answer most of their questions if they have any. Or if you got any questions, just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And Don, one thing, if you got anybody going this weekend, I caught a little bit of a news blip that we had a well blowout up in the marsh north of Grand Island. Some of those waterways are closed. I don't know exactly where it is yet, but I think it's up around that posted property, up around that Cast Tax property.
All right. Well, good information, and people need to check that out if they had any plans to head over that way and avoid that. Thanks for the tip, Darrell, as always. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. Y'all have a good day. Oh, and hey, Cherie.
Hey. Always good to hear from you, Darrell.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. There he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, coming back after this, we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about this issue that's on the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission agenda. It's item number 8, a notice of intent to modify the commercial menhaden reduction fishery buffers along certain portions of the Louisiana coast. And that's a long way to describe the pogey boats want to move in and catch more of our fish. We'll be talking to Rad Trasher, director of the Louisiana Coastal Conservation Association, and your comments and thoughts about it at 504-260-1870 here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.